Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
And now the post-conviction interview with former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, known affectionately to the Mike O'Mara Show as Blago.
Governor?
Ramp.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm stunned. I thought the world, at a time the world was my oyster. Now the whole thing is turned upside down. I thought
you were going to be found innocent on all charges.
It's a black day for the Blagojevich family. I go between moments of tears,
right,
and moments where I seriously feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. It's disgusting.
Can you describe your feelings in one word?
Moody. I'm real.
You're moody.
I'm real
sure.
Moody. You know, yeah. I don't have any.
Are there? I know.
I don't got none of the ups. The ups don't exist no more.
I was going to say, you've got, if the mood swings, you've got to start at the bottom. Where do you top off at?
You don't top off nowhere anymore because the ups.
What does that even mean?
The ups don't exist.
Right.
I'll put it to you plain and simple.
Right. Thank you.
The ups don't exist. The downs?
Yeah.
The downs can't go lower. I mean, if they go any lower, I'm going to feel the Satan fire on my bottoms of my, the soles of my loafers, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Bottoms of your
this
what?
This is a nightmarish situation. The bottoms of my loafers.
It's a nightmare.
No, not that. Don't pull that crap, right, old man.
No, I know.
With your Kiana shirt on or whatever the hell you're
it's
wearing there.
Not what we'd call a good day for you, but I think you're doing your best to deal with it. I see you're not wearing, you normally come in a suit.
Yep.
Today you're in a sports shirt, but you still have the big letters GOV on the back.
Big, mm-hmm. The gov, well, it's free and, it's clothing. And I.
Yes, it is clothing. I don't think anyone
God,
would argue
oh,
that.
Oh, God almighty.
So this, are you right now, are you currently
really,
at a low?
I'm at an all-time low, and I'm stunned.
You're stunned?
I'm stunned.
And moody?
Moody. You know what the word is, just, the people at that jury, I looked at them, and I made eye contact with every goddamn one of them. I looked them square in the peepers.
Any good-looking broads on that journey?
Not really.
Jury,
perhaps that was, the problem. There were some blacks, some whites, some Chicanos.
What was the ratio?
Do I look like I got a calculator in my pocket?
Sort of.
Huh? I don't.
Well.
I let people do that. That's the problem.
You let others.
Two problems as I see them.
Okay.
Right, what are
letting people do my bidding,
uh-huh.
Yes,
and then talking too much. I got to gift the gab.
You do,
yeah. And when you have to gift the
gab, that's a blessing.
In many ways, that's a blessing. But at the end of the day, when they came back, I felt like someone had taken a 2x4,
sure. Yes.
And
sure.
Hit me in the solar plexus. And it's crap. I think the crappy.
Do you feel lower now than you did then? How do you feel right now?
Well, I've been weighing things in my mind.
Sure.
I've had a good 24 hours, roughly, you know, give or take, to think about this dilemma, this this quandary, this quagmire that I find myself in currently.
Yeah, it's a bad situation.
And I've come to one irrefutable conclusion, you know, prior to my sentencing with the federal judge, who obviously has discretion to give me 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, right, right.
My my conclusion is thus.
What do you think?
And have a party.
Hey!
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What is this fascination with truancy? What is it that gets inside your heads? There are some teachers in this school who look the other way at truants. It's a little game that you both play. They pretend they don't see you. You pretend you don't ditch. Now, who pays the price later? You.
Wait a minute. There's no birthday party for me here. Oh, Mr. Han.
What's the reason for your truancy?
Just couldn't make it on time.
You mean you couldn't or you wouldn't?
It was like a full crowd scene at the food lines.
Food will be eaten on your time. Why are you continuously late for this class, Mr. Spicoli? Why do you shamelessly waste my time like this?
I don't know.
I like that. I don't know. That's nice. Mr. Han, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. That's nice. I really like that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave your words on this board for all my classes to enjoy. Giving you full credit, of course, Mr. Spicoli.
All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. See it all. It is Tuesday, June 28, 2011. We are over 7.5 million downloads. Sometimes I look at that number and I say to myself, what? Wow.
Well, yeah. You know what that is, Mike? That's great circulation.
That's terrific circulation. That is. That's better than most major newspapers.
That's right.
Why am I still talking like Glago?
Because you're fun. Stunned.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because it's fun. Today's show is brought to you by, here we go, the DR Stump Grinder.
Yes.
Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for ye to make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com. Sometimes he doesn't play the sound effects just to mess
me
up.
That's right.
Just to mess me up. Or he's tired.
No, it's not that.
I can't tell. Or there's too much crown that was ingested.
No, it's not that either.
There's never too much
my
crown.
My thought today was not the best day to play the sound effect.
Why?
You just seem like not today.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
Do I seem like I'm tense today?
Just not today. Maybe tomorrow.
Just click the ad for DR
click it.
On our website. We thank you in advance. So did you take care of that thing I told you to think about?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
We are good.
All right.
You're going to Boston, aren't you?
Yeah.
Please, come to Boston.
About a month. That's why am I talking with weird urban dialect?
Our next big appearance.
What's wrong with me?
Is you and Oscar and RJ in Boston.
You can do an impression so much that's really not an impression. It's what I would call a characterization. He sounds nothing
it's
like that.
It's a dialect.
It's just a Chicago dialect, which Buzz pointed out accurately, but don't ever do that again, is uncannily close, borderline close.
Well, you used a word that
Ballmer,
triggered.
Billy Sikorsky. And the fact is, you're Chicago and you're Baltimore. You can put them side by side and really take a few things here, put them there, and put them, and they'd be remarkably similar.
But Chicago's all about the flat A. You know,
yes, it's the flat A. And a flat A that also exists.
Upper Midwest, Fargo.
Fargo. No,
right.
No. Rochester, New York.
Oh, well, that too.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo,
yeah.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, are you ready? Bulletin. All right. In the middle of Connecticut.
Now, why is it
really?
That's
now, that
weird.
Surprises
no, but the flat A exists in Connecticut. Huh. It really does
and
exist.
And here in Virginia, we have wonderful round A's.
Round A's. But in Virginia, you have that, of course, you have the southern dialect, which exists in the southern part of the state.
Right.
And then you have kind of a hybridized southern slash Yankee speak that's in the northern Virginia for the natives, for people that say were born and raised in, say, Winchester.
Not many things in this that are native to this area. One that I've never understood, and it exists in my family, Washington.
Washington.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
Similar to water.
Worder.
Washington. Years and years of bad education.
You think that's what it is?
That's probably what it is.
I thought you'd blame it on stupidity.
No, because there are not a lot of dumb people around. Yeah, there are.
See?
Yeah. Well, there are dumb people everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, I think that there's a piece of Northern Virginia and Maryland, for that matter, that really can't claim to be part of the Washington, D.C. area.
Right.
But it is.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. And then you get down into southern areas of Virginia. You get south of Richmond, and you will get dialects thicker than anywhere in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You will get blah, 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 blah.
And not just the dialect, but the speed of cadence changes.
Oh, yes. Right.
Now, I had several history professors in VCU that were Richmond natives.
And they speak slowly, almost like Al Gore.
At the end of the Civil War.
I
never love that.
During my tenure as Vice President of the United States, I never took a mistress. Not like John Edwards, who did anybody see the mugshot where
smiling John Edwards.
It's his patented, you know, candidate smile.
Right.
What a dip ass.
Well, he might use that for an upcoming poster
he's
or something.
Stupid.
You know?
All I know, Mike, is that for someone to smile for a mugshot, they'd either have to be an idiot or still drunk.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Hi, Rob.
Yeah.
But you're a smiler for all. Like, you smile for your Costco picture, right?
Yes, I do.
Or you make a face.
Well, because he's a ham.
Yeah, he's a ham.
That's what he does.
That's a kind of meat, Mark.
I goof around for my Costco picture.
Yeah, there he is. All right, there.
What is the proper...
It's like a publicity photo.
What sort of pose should... What sort of expression should he have?
Sadness.
You know, I mean...
Straight. Like, they
just
don't let...
Just expressionless.
For example, you're not allowed to smile for your driver's license photo anymore.
You're not?
You're not?
No, because of...
They don't let you in D.C. at least anymore.
No, in Virginia, really? They made me retake because they have facial recognition software, and a smile throws it off. The recognition software is tuned to a plain blank expression.
I have F-R-S.
No idea.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's facial recognition software. That's what they say. That's why you can't smile.
And you're at the DMV anyway, so it's really not tough to not smile.
They should take your picture when they stop you for speeding.
But, yeah, but I mean, I smiled and they said, no, except they said, no, senor.
Mistaking you from one of the frequent visitors.
Can I ask you something about our Boston trip?
Yes.
What kind of bar do you want to go to?
You know what? You're more of a veteran of these meet and greets. I'm going to give you the examples.
I would want to go to Cheers.
You want to go where everybody knows your name.
But what is it? The Bull and Feather? It's got the real Cheers has a name.
Tar and Feather.
The Bull and Finch.
Bull and Finch.
Yeah. The Bull and Finch. And I've been there, and it is touristy, and it's in an interesting area.
That's a great area.
But at the same time, I got resources. You got resources where we could really pick someplace. Now, it's going to be a Friday night, so we got to pick someplace that, you know, you got a little elbow room. Cheers probably isn't going to have a lot of elbow room.
Well, the only reason I even thought about this is because we just locked in these tickets. So. Right. I know now the next step is to set up the appearance.
Right.
And in my eyes, the last thing I want to do is take a hopefully happy Mike O'Mara away from hopefully a win.
Right.
And take you to a bar where you're just huffing and puffing and you're not happy.
I've
done these now. I'm a veteran of these. And so I'm real cool with, you know, the anxiety's not there because if there's one person.
Yes.
First of all, there are going to be three of us there. So it doesn't really matter.
It's already you're going
to have
party.
RJ will draw.
Make sure she's hot.
RJ will draw.
I already know what bar I want to go to.
Okay, what bar do you want to go to?
It's called Cleary's, I think, and it's in Back Bay.
Okay, all right.
It's like a pub-type bar.
You see, the thing that I think is the most important, and Mike just grazed by it just now, it's got to be roomy. I think, ideally, the best bar would be like an old-school Ted Kennedy bar, but it's not going to be big.
No.
And you want it to have some room.
You have those places that are city-fied, and there are a million of them in Boston. The thing that I found is when you go to the tourist destination, as I did with the Anchor Attitude Bar in Buffalo, you bump into a big crowd usually of touristy types and B, employees that could give a rat's ass that you're there.
Well, Cleary's will give you what we all would like is a little eye candy. There's a lot of pretty girls.
That's huge.
Is it
for
a
me.
Show bar?
That's you. A show
no,
bar.
It's not a show bar.
Can you bring up some bar. Photos, Mark? I think I'd like to see what Cleary's show bar is.
So it's God, it's S-H-O. A lot of pretty white girls, which I know you're into.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be happy with that situation. I'll be pacing myself. Yes. You know, you and I cannot do what we normally do.
No.
We have to sort of behave because I have got to drive 5.5 hours the following day.
And I'll be staying with my brother and his fiance.
Well, so that's probably the best place to be if you black out.
Listen to us. You know what we're doing right now? Do you know what this conversation is? Do you know what this conversation is between what we just said and he's agreeing with me? We're both going, we are going to drink till we vomit.
Oh, yeah.
I have already publicly quit drinking on this show. I am thinking. I was thinking about it today. I thought about it yesterday.
Oh my!
Something's
that's
wrong
not good.
With me.
Thinking about it. That's
something's
not
wrong
good.
With me.
Nothing wrong with you at all.
I thought about it after this latest trip out west. I said, look, and I had a pep talk with myself on the plane.
get your act together.
I said, this is no way to act at 33. Like you have to maintain some sort of composure.
How do you like to be looking at the year AARP card and still be behaving like this?
But here's the deal, Mike. Okay. When you do a weekend away, you don't misplace 15 or 20 hours.
Yeah, but I misplaced a good chunk of the Big Duff.
Yeah, but that's one time.
And then, you know what
never
I said?
Never 3 days in a row.
But you saw the best part of it.
I saw, yes. You know, and I thought I was pretty charming during the best part.
You were,
of it.
Yeah, oh, just you a, were as a matter walking, of fact, talking, you
and,
were.
And, as RJ and several others, Jabari, RJ, mm-hmm. saw me at my absolute worst, mm-hmm. and then Mark heard about it and reported it in as dismal a way as he possibly could to me. Yes, this is what you did. You know, it's just like, Mark's the last guy I want to face I'm doing that crap. I don't want to face you.
Well, I was calling to check on you. I wanted to make sure you were doing okay.
I wanted to make sure you all wanted to make sure I was alive.
And you have to remember, I got the story from RJ, who it's sometimes he's another hard one. To follow the
he's
story.
Perfect, though. He loves to do the doom and gloom. That's from his stalker days. That's
so
what he likes
we'll make
to
a
do.
Pact to at least try. To at least try, try to
what?
Maintain our composure.
I know.
How many beers can you actually drink at a baseball game?
You can't. You can drink a lot. You can drink a lot because the seats that we got.
That's not a number, Mr. O'Mara.
The seats that we got are very
also,
convenient.
There's a difference between a 12-ounce beer and a 16-ounce beer.
Uh-huh. Well, they have Guinness up there, too.
Because if you are drinking in 16-ounce cups.
Listen to me. I'm such an alcoholic. It's so horrible.
If you drink.
I mean, remember that big statement I made, that mea culpa, and I will never drink. And that lasted like 3 days.
But that's a start. Next time, you'll last even longer.
I know there's a good segment of the listening audience that's going, way to go, Mike.
They're glad. They're glad you're back.
Can I give it to you? And this is for purposes of rationalization. Yeah. Here it is. Life's too hard.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I applaud that.
Life is too hard.
That's exactly what I said this past weekend.
Life is very hard.
I said all the hard work we do, can't we just let loose once in a while?
I like to numb my brain and behave sillily.
Sure, you have to have something to look forward to.
That's absolutely true. I know that one thing, though. I will not go crazy because...
Yes, Bob Barker?
If I go out of my mind with Oscar and RJ in Boston and hopefully Oscar's wonderful date, I will face the wrath of God in the morning.
Well, you will.
Because I've got a responsibility. I have a responsibility to my family. Mm-hmm. And I have a responsibility.
To a lot of people. We're all counting on you.
Are you coming up to Maine from Boston? Are you like vacationing with me the whole time?
No, I'm going to stay a few days. Actually, I'm going to hang out till Sunday in Boston.
Okay.
And then I'll be up Sunday afternoon or evening.
You're gonna hang out till Sunday. Did I mention I'm leaving on Sunday? I'm leaving on Sunday. I will hang out 48 minutes after you leave.
I'm sorry.
Mr. O'Mara.
I thought you said Maine.
I love sing-songy RJ.
I will be staying. I'm leaving Sunday morning. No, that's right. Saturday morning. We're leaving.
Yeah, you're leaving Saturday morning.
Saturday, so it is 24 hours.
Are you going to another game?
I might, but then I'm going to hang out I might go see a show. Okay. I might go downtown.
There's a Saturday 4:15
game.
Does anyone
know
what downtown
Do you know
Boston
why I don't
like?
Pay him a nickel? Do you know why?
Why?
You ever see what his life is?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. It's
best life in the room.
You think you don't have a good life because you might not be all the time. But let me tell you something, brother. You have a fine little life.
Super fine.
It's pretty amazing.
Super relative, but yes. Fine, yeah, you do.
I mean, look, really. I mean, you've got over here, a slave to his daughter who he spoils rotten.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And and a wife who is constantly putting demands on him. You've got Mark Ronick.
Poor Mark
Ronick. You've got Buzz and Marsha. You know, been together way too long, past their expiration date.
But they're still together.
But they're still, don't interrupt me.
But I could go at any minute.
Right, you've got... You've got Oscar Santana
a
with
broken man.
Aforementioned drinking problem and a broken man.
Yes.
And then you've got Rob Spiegel.
Oh, trapped in a loveless marriage.
Yeah. Trapped in a loveless marriage with, you know, just doesn't really live in a house, lives in a effing daycare
and
center.
Currently, my son not speaking to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure. Which one?
Shall I make a note for tomorrow?
You
for that
can
one?
If you want.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I hope to speak to him tonight.
That's too good.
It started over the weekend when he had to take four showers.
Okay, all right. Save that.
Not okay. Your grill, right?
Please remind. You're great at reminding. Yes. Please remind me of that.
The reminder.
So
he is the reminder.
The reminder. Have a glass of water.
I just wanted to remind you.
Remind you.
Are you alive?
Put an asterisk on that, will you?
So what I'll do, I'm going to probably put a call in on my nephew, and I'd love to get together with my nephew.
That'd
up there,
amazing.
Too. My nephew, my niece, and all my gang up
perfect.
There, and have them all come by and have a make a night of it with the youngsters.
That's perfect.
That's
and
so,
they'll love the bar we're going
to
go to.
And I will, you know what, let's make it Cleary's.
Okay.
Do you want, now, should we give a little advance notice
to
Cleary's?
Yeah, why not? I'll
make sure everything's
not
fine.
Well.
And, you know.
Like you were always it.
Because I like the play. For example, Wayne Gretzky's in Toronto.
Right.
Wayne Gretzky's in Toronto was into the fact. For God's sakes, I did a television interview.
However, that is way too far from Fenway.
It is.
To work as a venue for
that. I'm not going to do that.
Right. Yeah.
But I certainly would like, if Cleary, I'd like, because Boston.
Have the reminder called Cleary's.
Boston. I grew up in southern New England. Boston is more New England than I'm New England. Let me tell you about New England. New England is like, hey, we got a radio show. Well, isn't that special?
Yeah.
Well, you got a radio show. Well, isn't that great? What do you want us to do? You want us to roll out a red carpet? You want us to give you some crab legs? What do you want? You want us to paint your picture? Yeah. Put it on the wall? I don't know. We don't have pictures. Don't have portraits.
Is it Toucher and Rich?
No.
It's Michael Murray show.
You know what? So we'll go there.
Yeah,
tell them
fine.
We're coming, and we'll go there, and we'll just hang out.
Yeah, it's great.
Sure.
Hopefully, there'll be seating.
This place.
I don't like to stand.
Let me try it.
Is this one of your youthful stand?
What if you brought a folding chair?
There's seating. There's a bunch of seating.
Don't you start with me.
I'm not.
They have a bar that's as long as the front of your home.
Wait, everybody was talking.
They have
a
bar as long as the front of your home. And then they also have another place where you can actually go dancing. So there's dancing.
Oh,
you
love
to dance.
Plenty of seating, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Cleary's.
And dancing.
All right, so mark it on your calendars. It's Boston. It's going to be after the game. That's our time, okay? Our time is going to be shortly after the game.
Bring your dancing shoes.
And bring your dancing shoes. Cleary's, Buzz, Rob, Mark, you're all, you know,
Boston.
God knows if the prices come down and we take a little vote.
Right.
Maybe we're all up
turns
there.
Turns into a
that'd
road trip.
You know, maybe unfortunately, I got tickets for the Thursday night game.
Shut up, Rob.
You think Rob wants to go to Boston?
I think Rob would.
There's no
Boston Rob.
I think Rob for a party night with free airfare if he didn't have to pay for it, and he got a hotel and the whole nine
drinks
years,
and
probably do it in a New York minute.
Sure,
really
in a Boston minute. We've been to Boston.
It's an hour flight.
Yeah. It's a fun city.
I would love if he could. That'd be amazing.
I mean, let's just keep our options open.
Fine.
Got to keep those airfares. Find out what they. But I don't think so. I don't think it's
prices
may be
coming
doable.
Down.
We'll see what happens. Last night on my Facebook, continuing the great tradition. What are you doing?
He's holding out a picture of Cleary's Bar.
Oh, Cleary's Bar.
There's pictures of the bar, but this
wow.
Just
hold it to an angle where no one can see it.
Well, I mean, this isn't the bar, but it's
the bar's plumbing problem.
Thanks for your help, Dr. Energy.
That was the fifth picture.
Oh, right. Okay.
I will be staying on Sunday. Don't worry, Mike.
Maybe a show.
I'm going to maybe take in a Broadway-style program.
In the great tradition, before we break, of my Facebook posts, which I'm having fun, and I think it's coming to me like water.
It is.
Now, and I really think with last night's, it was kind of cheap. It was kind of easy.
Cheap and easy is great, though.
But cheap and easy, you know, sometimes obvious works.
Last night's is the first one I didn't see. What did you post?
Here's the thing I do. This is what's fun about it right now. Mm-hmm. I go to bed right before I'm going to turn in, right when I'm leaving my office, when all my work is done
for
the day.
Your final
thought. Rip off your clothes.
It is my final task.
Uh-huh.
And I really wouldn't. Calling it a task is taking
it's
away the
joy.
Fun.
It's a joy.
And I wrote, Mike O'Mara's post said, Rob and Mark always like to blank together.
Oh, okay.
And then it was off to Dreamland.
That.
Let me see. I think we got about 138 of them when
I
checked.
A few common themes in this.
Yeah,
thread.
Lots. Well, you know.
Well, what you've done is you've taken everyone's least favorite aspects of the show and put them together.
Rob and Mark always like to blank together. Kim writes, go to Temple. Greg writes, rough up the suspect. Uh-huh. Jason writes, dance with the Batuzzi. Mike writes, poop. Terry writes, Sam writes, count their money. Keith says, fish. for compliments. Awesome.
This is why.
These are good.
They are good. I really feel like we're just giving people a vehicle to express their comedic genius.
They want
to
do this.
Ginger writes, listen to you got to hide your love away with one another. All right. Mm-hmm. Ginger, maybe a little eager.
Overthinking, maybe drunk.
Rob writes, spoon. Sam writes, enjoy each other's company. Bud writes, sing. Cindy writes, dress up in Mike's clothes when he's not home.
Oh, I've seen them.
How did they know?
That was funny. Marsha writes, go antiquing. Bobby writes, we can't say it.
Oh, no.
It's something to do with a straw.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Chan, our friend from Alaska, writes, laugh at their children. Oh, dear. Now, why is everybody reacting to Chan? Poor Chan like that.
No problem.
Chan's fine.
That was great, Chan. Winners. That was really good.
It's fine.
Mike gets real earthy and says, lick Dennis Murphy's stump. Melissa writes.
Oh, God.
Melissa writes, with the proper question mark, exclamation point, question mark, snug-a-bug.
Nice. You know, my father brought up something about Dennis Murphy yesterday. Do you think he has trouble with voice recognition on his cell phone?
Please repeat. Bob writes Tevye.
The milkman.
Yeah,
but I mean, Tevye together?
It's not a verb.
Scott writes picnoses, toss salad, bath in pudding while rubbing in a couple of midget hookers.
Well.
Dress up in Carla's clothes.
Carla's?
It's a C, thank you.
What do you think of these shoes?
When she's not at home. And Richard writes spoon. So it goes on and on and on. And then for checking Rob's, because he was on my news feed, and Rob, the only thing I will say, that's with two B's.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from looking at Rob's.
Well, you see, if you're going to post a dick answer on my wall, spell my name right.
Was it a dick answer?
If it's nice, I seldom correct them. Right. But if they get it wrong, spell it right.
That's fair.
That's as angry as you often get on Facebook. That's you. That's you really saying. That's you saying an F you inside.
Right.
That's with two B's.
And if they keep it up, I'm going to burn their house down.
May I compliment you on something?
Go right ahead.
You're officially an iPad guy.
Yes, he is.
The way you just kept it, like it was
definitely
no question. Mm-hmm. The way he the nuances, the
thank
way you
Cappy.
Treat the way you treat that actual device instead of looking at it, just figuring out what to do with it next.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Very impressive.
I appreciate that. I'm very proud. I enjoy.
That is awesome.
I use it often.
You look skilled.
I truly do.
Yeah.
And yes, RJ, I know you got one too. I know you got one too. Got one the same day.
RJ, I expect you to be
I
an iPad
got
guy.
One on the same.
Are we going to fix our Wi-Fi in the house today?
Yes. I'm going to run to Best Buy today.
Okay, I got the receipt.
Good.
I got. Okay. Do you? Can I give you my receipt?
We can try.
Okay, very good.
Try to give you his receipt?
Because I don't got time to do that today.
Very busy man.
Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, I just want to talk about something that hit the news, and I don't know, maybe it's because of my politics, but I laughed my ass off for about 10 minutes. Steady. We'll be back and talk about that in a second. Michael Hughes. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show.
Same sweaters.
Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Mm-hmm. 44 pounds.
Hey, congratulations.
For yours truly.
Headed for 50.
Nice.
Mr. RJ.
Have him stand up. He walked in today and looked great.
He's beating me.
46 pounds.
Oh!
Wow!
Yeah, this is gonna be the death match here.
I was just gone for 5 days.
I know. Stand up, RJ. Let him see you.
See, the thing is both
of
you guys.
There he goes. Oh, it's starting. He's starting to shrink.
Both you guys look great.
And dance.
I'm so proud of you.
You have such a long way to go.
He walked in today, and I just knocked me over. Really, the difference is amazing in this guy.
It is really. I said this.
Look at him. That's the first time I've ever seen your belt.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I start tucking my shirts in.
Wow.
I will tell you what I notice about you. I noticed today especially, I do notice the weight loss. The energy level you have.
Yeah.
You are not what you used to be. You are not nearly as lethargic as you used to be. And you used to be very, very, we called you inchworm for a reason. Because, you still move slowly, but you have more vitality.
That's not gonna change,
how are you feeling, seriously?
Now that I'm getting more continuous sleep, mm-hmm. I feel wonderful. And getting up every couple of hours was annoying.
Now, in my case, when I started on Wait Not, I'm going to take you through it. It went weight loss right away, amazing, right. You know, motivating, all that wonderful stuff that Weight Not
right
does.
Off the bat.
Secondly, it was the energy level that came up, and then the sleep followed shortly thereafter. And when you have that ability to get the good night's sleep, there's nothing like it, and it just balances you out. I'm not drinking caffeine. I'm not doing anything with supplements that are artificial, that are false stimulants or anything like that. I am taking all natural supplements,
real food, natural supplements
with real food.
Yeah, the thing that's great is it rocks. You look great. RJ looks great, but RJ's shape has changed.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, he literally is a different shaped person.
He is. He is.
He looks younger.
Losing the pair.
Yes.
Well, I'm feeling much better about it too.
Why'd you get all mellow all of a sudden?
Well, because
here's Cleary's bar. Here's Cleary's bar. And now you're going, well, I'm feeling much better.
Well, I've never really had this much.
You're such a dip.
The thing you is, know my, RJ, we just said your energy is great. Yeah. You have such unparalleled energy. He says, I've never felt better. I know.
He does the opposite of what you want him to
and
do.
And that's the thing, though. I've never had this much attention with it either.
I know.
Because
I know.
And I'm trying to figure out how to react to that.
Okay. But why don't you turn his microphone
off? I'm appreciating
it. Thank you. RJ has lost 46 pounds. I've lost 44. Said this on the radio. I'll say this briefly about Weight Not. They're a wonderful client, and they're a terrific relationship. I'm thrilled. Beyond that, that's the whole thing with advertising. And but this has been, for me, we're getting into territory where I will be next week, where we're into life-changing territory. And I am so grateful to this company for making me become aware of this and then just doing it.
And we're really happy for our listeners who've jumped on board. A number of them have, and they're starting to see results as well.
That's so what I wanted to say. Right before we wrap this up, I just want to say that I said this on the radio, and I really do mean it. All my life, really for most of my adult life, I would go home and everybody would make some kind of comment. It would always be, you gotta. It was not necessarily mean. It was not nasty. There'd be a joke, of course, and you play along.
The usual ribbing.
You play along because it's a defense mechanism. When the bottom line is, when you're carrying around that much extra weight, you feel conscious of it 24/7, and you make jokes about it. You guys on the show know that I'd make jokes about it constantly because that was my defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. If you have a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, a loved one, somebody you're close enough to where you can really level with them, don't just say, you really need to knock off some pounds. Here you go. You want to just give them a tip? Give them Weight Not, okay? Let them know that this company exists. Let them know that it's work, that you heard some stupid radio guy talking about it, and have them get in touch with it. It's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or go to their ad on our website, waitnot.com. That's it. Wanted to share that with you.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show. last night, I'm doing the little web surf, and it's just such a delightful way, compared to the way we used to do radio shows, to be able to, at a moment's notice, if something's breaking, if something's happening, it's right there. Mm-hmm. Especially the funny, with the emphasis on the funny. And there's this lovely lady, Michelle Bachmann, who is running for president, who, to me, I am praying that she, not for the good of the country, praying for the good of comedians everywhere, that this lady stays in the race, because I think we have the potential for some real comedy home runs.
Oh, magic.
Yeah. And she hit one yesterday with a gaff that just was...
I have the tape, if you'd like to hear it.
I'm glad you have it. We'll play the tape. She's talking about where she's making her announcement, Waterloo, Iowa. How far that would that be from our friends in Coralville?
Not that far, maybe 30, 40 miles. I think Steve was actually born in Water, and you have to say it right, it's Waterloo.
Right.
It's not Waterloo, everyone's saying it wrong.
Waterloo.
Yeah.
So let's listen, and then I'll explain what happened. And most of you know this, but it's great.
But what I want them to know is, just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa, that's the kind of spirit that I have, too.
Here's the funny.
Correct.
Are you ready?
Correct this for
it
us,
ain't
Mike.
John Wayne.
What?
It's John Wayne Gacy.
Dun, dun, dun.
John Wayne Gacy, the mass murdering clown.
The clown.
He's the one that did it. And Carla said, what are you laughing at? And I was just going, ha ha. Because that's a great gaff.
It's a great gaff on several levels. Yes. First of all, she didn't even get the town right. John Wayne is from Winterset.
Right.
But she's trying to play herself as an Iowa girl.
As a local.
But no one understands. She doesn't work in Iowa. She's Minnesota.
She's a Minnesota congresswoman.
Yeah. I mean, great that she was born in Iowa, but it ain't right, pal.
What's delightful about this wonderful internet that we have is they have the picture of her.
Yes.
And then on one side, you've got the movie still of John Wayne with his cowboy hat. Uh-huh. And then you have the mugshot. I'm John Wayne Gacy. And it just made me laugh. And I couldn't stop laughing about it. She has the spirit,
Mike. The spirit of John Wayne Gacy.
The spirit of a serial killer that put young boys after he'd raped them in his crawl space.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Oh, Jesus. And she's just she's fun. She is now, fun. I love the gap.
Question about Michelle Bachmann.
She's a
because
gem.
We were discussing her before you got here today.
Yeah.
She, when she was stumping, I love that word, stumping in Iowa.
Hello, Rob.
Voice recognition.
Right.
When she was stumping, she looked pretty hot. She looked good.
I'd take Palin over her any day of the week.
Yeah,
but,
so would I.
But I do think there are times when Bachmann looks really good. And today, like when she's doing the morning news cycle,
yeah,
she looked horrible.
Yeah.
Does the truth lie in the middle?
She's got here's the problem with Michelle Bachmann. She got the deep set eyes.
Oh, she got scary
eyes.
Yeah,
she got scary. It's
deep
a little crazy
set
looking.
Psycho eyes.
The only footage I saw was on the nightly news last night when she was stumping. And I was like, wow, this lady's kind of attractive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How old is she anyway?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Does she have a good body?
I mean, she looks like she's
in
great shape.
The body better than the face in the case of Michelle
Bachmann.
Really? I think so, yeah.
She has about 600 foster kids.
That's her thing,
yeah,
right?
That's what she does.
But is she one of these people where God told her she's supposed to run or
yes,
something?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Say that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. April 6, 1956. So that's 55.
Oh, 56. So she's a little long in the tooth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She looks pretty good, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, I played at this golf course yesterday. I'll give a little plug, even though they're advertising on the edge and out here. Laurel Hill. Mm-hmm. And they had a cart girl.
Oh.
And the cart girl came up, and she was, you just had to sort of stare. She had this little kind of swimmer's body and mm-hmm. not an ounce of fat on her, and really kind of stunning. And then as she got cold, I said, whoa.
No.
She's a little long in the tooth.
Oh.
56 years young.
Really?
What, really?
56
really?
Years young.
That's not a cart girl. That's a cart woman.
She was the female version of that guy on cryogenics, that, you know, that guy you see in the back
of
the health club.
Yeah.
I was really... It became a deal where the thing that made her sexy was the fact that she was 56 years old.
Yes.
Was it almost
because you just kept looking and going, that is not a 56-year-old
body. Well, it's just the same way I feel about Carla's mom.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Hey, you're going to get RJ up in arms.
That's one step away from helping her with her
now
online stuff.
How did the woman's age come up?
I was with the pro. And he said, all right, get ready. He's kind of, you know, and I met her, and then we were introduced, and I said, she's a seasoned woman. She's, believe it or not, she's 56.
Wow. Any chance he's lying to you?
Maybe she's
like 18.
She's 18. Down that part of the world.
But really, 56-year-olds today do not look as old as they did when we were kids, don't you think?
Yeah, I keep believing it.
No, when we were kids, 56 was like...
I had to. It was too much. That was slow pitch softball right there.
I understand.
That was slow pitch softball.
No, but I was talking about women in particular.
56 is like Martha Washington, you know? And you get that. Did you find it nearly impossible to keep your hands off her?
No, but I made many a comment, including the Jivis comment next
do
to
you like it when I touch you here.
No, the, next to what is your sign from the 70s.
Yes.
This is this to me is probably the, in my opinion, the greatest bar pickup cliche.
Ooh.
Okay.
Of any man that any man has ever used or will ever. It's still used today.
Let me hear it.
It's a standard. Who can guess? Yes.
If I told you you had a beautiful body?
Nope, not that one.
Would you hold it against me?
It's a question.
Hmm.
It's a question.
I don't have any STDs.
I have one of my, no.
Do you work out?
Oh,
sure.
Really? Do you work out? That's
really?
What I said to her,
okay.
like an idiot, like a complete idiot. And I mean, I had the golf pro next to me, so
yeah,
I was sitting there with him, and it was just it was an interesting moment. Yeah, it's kind of a lovely little Thursday.
Did she have?
Monday.
Yeah. Did she have a celebrity that she resembled? You brought up her physicality and her swimmer's body. So did she look?
She had an amazing tan.
Uh-huh. What?
But I'm trying to the face. The face was. She was very. For example, if she was in her 20s,
yes,
she could be. She actually walked right out of Jersey Shore.
Ah,
okay. Oh, okay.
She had,
that's not necessarily a good thing.
No, but I might not be doing her justice.
Okay. Is she more JWoww or more Snooki?
She's more JWoww.
Okay,
see, that's better.
But she's still not JWoww. She's
better.
She's more J-Lo.
Sammy Sweetheart?
Little J-Lo.
Oh,
little
well.
J-Lo. Is, but in an Italian way.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That, 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 that works. Yeah.
What is it?
But J-Lo.
I'm so old.
You want a can of pop?
I'm an Accord girl. I was born in the 1950s.
How you doing? I used to help my grandfather. He made it out of oil. It was so good. How about you have a nice Snickers bar? You wanted some cheese and crackers? I got a Sprite. And some cheese and a cracker for you while you had your nice little hot day out in the golf course.
You're so old.
You're so old. How do you keep us so fit? What do you do? She didn't tell me what she did.
Everybody. What?
And this is this is when the golf pro almost fell out of the cart. Oh. Because I answered it very quickly. Yeah. She said to me, you know, it's funny. I come into this show and all these things that happen to me, I start remembering. That's what makes this show blessed.
That's right.
So anyway, she said, I said, are you working out? She says, yeah, not strenuously, said, but I do hot yoga.
Nice.
Hot yoga.
I sure, yeah.
And I said, without missing a beat, I said, I don't know what that is. I'll say it like, oh, maybe it's true. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but if I did it, I bet my wife would have to take out a second life insurance policy. So, you know, it was just, that's when the pro just started doing the. Well, we had a great day. It was quite pleasant.
What is the oldest woman you ever dated? Like age discrepancy?
Ah, boy, that's a tough question for me. Like the oldest.
I don't think we've ever answered that question.
Boy, you mean like an older woman?
Yeah,
an older woman.
Mm-hmm. Helen Mirren.
Or
I don't skew that way.
Or been with one.
Like been with an older woman. Does that count pros?
Yeah.
No, hold on. I'm trying to think. Well, it probably would be when I was much, much younger.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, God, that's hard.
Geography teacher?
No. He was a great teacher, though.
Oh, no, it's a girl.
No!
Buzz, while you think about it, Buzz,
do you know? When I was 21, I slept with a woman who was 32.
Well, I mean, that's not...
That's not really that big a deal. Yeah, so but, I mean, at the time, when you're 21, that seems like a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's a hot when you're 21. Right.
I know that when I was a camp counselor, there was an older counselor 16. That was there. You know, I was 18, and she was 21.
Yeah. No, I think the only older woman I've been with is my wife.
How much older is Carrie than you?
1968, so she's 43.
So and you're 41?
40.
40. You'll be 41 in March. All right.
The 8th
I didn't
March.
Know there was a three.
Yeah, she's. You know what? When I want to piss her off, I go do 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 do.
Yeah,
I know that there was one dramatic one in my life. I know there was because I would have remembered it.
Oh, I remember. Wasn't it Jimmy Carter's mother?
Yeah.
No.
It was. Lillian. It was Miss Lillian.
Lillian. Yes.
It was Miss Lillian. But that wasn't full-fledged sex.
No.
Oh.
That was just a favor.
Right.
Oh. Well, she had the shaky hands.
That's horrible. Never had to make an effort.
Well, no.
It was great.
Just come and put it here.
Okay.
The reason why I asked that is
Miss Lil.
That's terrible.
I think it's a little more accepted now for a younger man to date an older woman.
Yeah, I'm seeing more of that. Yeah.
My Cougars. Only thought, after I looked at her and I saw her, not my type, really, and not my cup of tea, but I thought, this is a woman who, at that age, is out on a golf course and getting treated like she's 18 every day. And I would imagine that in and of itself would be a fountain of youth.
Keeping her young, yeah.
Now, absolutely. Also out in L.A. and in the moneyed areas, say Naples, Florida, Palm Beach, those areas, you know, where women have the surgical ability to keep themselves looking young. I think you've got a lot. And it really, I think in this day, the thing that I notice when I go down to the state where I will die.
That's right.
Florida.
There is a lot of plastic surgery there.
It really amazes me, though, when you're in these climates, how much people are younger.
Yes.
They're happier. It also has to do not just with the physical environment, but the speed of the way things move.
Right.
Our environment here in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's the same in any sort of big urban thing, it kills you.
It does.
It kills you.
Do you guys ever have the experience like Carl and I do where you'll be in a shopping center parking lot and you will look at somebody, and I am not trying to be sexist here, but most often a woman, and you will look at and say, how old do you think she is? And you'll see somebody who, I hate to say it, but we talked about weight not, is overweight.
Yeah, frumpy.
And they're limping.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And they're looking like they're in a tremendous amount of distress. And you say, you try to do a guesstimate, and it's almost impossible because that person could be in their mid-30s. Also,
these are today's women who look 56 but are really 36, but because of their weight and their lack
and
of color.
Their teeth. You know, the teeth will throw you off, too.
Teeth can be very, very bad, too.
And the sun.
But down there, it just seems to me, I'll be out there and I'll meet these guys, and I have been stunned by ages. I went.
Just
I played golf with a guy who's going, I'm like, going. He's one of the guys, kind of a rough New York-y kind of guy, right? And I'm by, and it's like, well, I don't know if I'm going to shoot my age today. And I said, hey, you don't mind me asking? He goes, I'm 77 years old, and I almost fell out of the golf cart. Whoa. I was so stunned that the guy looked like he was 45 years old.
Because amazing. The sad thing is he said, oh, I'm about your age.
It's the same deal in Arizona. The women and the men out there, it's just a whole different
is it?
World.
Is it? I think, could it be vitamin D? Could it be the fact that you are in sunshine?
They say that the sun ages you, and it does. It can wrinkle your skin and make you look older. But at the same time, having that color that you get from exposure to the sun and does make you look younger.
And you're outside all the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're active.
You know, you're active all the time. My next door neighbor, my buddy, my dear, dear, dear friend,
great
Richard, is the greatest neighbor I've ever
had. Love that man. He's great.
He's in his 70s and he runs around. You know, he helps me carry a ladder over here the other day. He's got the attitude
and energy of like a 40-year-old.
I mean, he's constantly, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm turning in at like 8:15 with my toddler schedule, and I hear, well, that's Richard with his blower again. Yeah. There he goes with his blower. It's just, I don't know.
Lowell's grandmother, she's about the same age as your mom. Mm-hmm. She lives in Florida.
91 is, my mom is 91 years old.
I think she might be 92, 93. Wow. She lives in Florida. She plays golf regularly.
Yep.
She walks 2-3 miles a day.
Right.
And, you know, you can tell she's older.
Right.
But she acts like she's 50 years old.
I think
it's unbelievable.
You know, look, like, I'm not giving anybody any kind of bulletin here, but the fact is, you go to climates where you are, where your climate is, where your climate allows you to do more.
Right.
Active things out of doors. I believe that's the fountain. There's no secret. Why do you think people have been, you know, the geriatrics have been going down there to do that? But man.
Yeah, I think it's the cold versus warm too. I think in a colder climate where everybody's wearing parkas and stuff in the winter because you have to, that's a season of the year you just don't care about your weight.
Right.
Summer comes along, you're down to golf shirts and shorts. You want to look healthier. You want to look thinner. So if you live in that kind of climate all year round, you're going to be more conscious of your physical being.
And is it true that fact that I heard that like in nursing homes, like one of the highest incidents per capita of sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, yeah. True now. Yeah.
And stables.
That's what?
And stables.
Stables?
Horses stables?
Oh, stables.
Yes.
Stables, too?
Yes.
Like the horses?
Yes.
Herpes with
huge
the horses?
Huge herpes.
Thank you. Yeah. Took me a while to get to that one, but that's a really good time to break right now.
Yes, it is.
Actually, a better time to break might have been right before that.
I was talking sex between the elderly, and Oscar went on a whole Mr. Ed kick.
Watching the news.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right after this. Pleased to inform.
Shirley Ellis, the follow-up to the name game. Buzz and I were singing this before the show.
Yeah.
Here's something. You know, I'm having one of those days.
Okay.
Yeah.
My brain is hitting.
Sure.
I'm not having a senior day today. I'm having a very active brain day.
Right.
What if we all memorized like a lyric like this and we just did it on the show?
We can do that.
You know, really, we should do the name game.
The name game?
Oh, let me find it. You'll know the song.
All right. Let me hear the name
game. I'll need a moment. Help me, Pat.
Rob's Audio Vault is brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop. Brand new sponsor.
Yes.
They're coming in next week?
Next week, yep.
Oh, perfect. Can't wait. Oh, boy. Friday?
That's what I'm pushing for. I think that should not be a problem.
Hello.
Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton. They actually bring them in on Thursday. That'll be cool. Thursday or Friday, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter to me.
How about both days?
Both days.
Wednesday, too.
Have them stay over.
We're going to have a wine tasting. Oakton Wine Shop at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheese and pâtés.
Mm.
God, yeah, I know. Pâté, man. Mm-mm-mm.
She likes to pâté all the time.
Ground meat! Anyway, Oakton Wine Shop also has delicious local creations, including artisan breads from Panorama.
Mm.
OaktonWineShop.com or hit their ad on our website. Thank you for sponsoring us.
Here's the song we need to memorize, Mike. It's the name game, and it's real easy to play.
Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Fo Furley, Fee Fi, Mo Murley. Shirley.
I like you too.
Lincoln. Lincoln, Lincoln, Bo Binkin, Bonana Fana, Fo Finkin, Feet Fine, Mo Minkin.
Watching Rob and Buzz Lincoln. Do this, it's like watching Mike Myers and Dana Carvey in Wayne's World. And it's when they're singing along and Dana. Remember that one scene where they get the tight shot of Dana Carvey and he's trying to sing to Queen and he's going like this.
I'm trying to remember the word.
Is it Fi-Fi Fo?
Fi-Fi-Mo.
Fi-Fi-Mo, that's really? What threw me. Yeah, okay. I thought it was Fo.
That's what you
I,
know what? Yeah.
Let's do that sometime in the next couple of years.
Okay.
All right, welcome to the audio vault. Let's see what you got for us.
Oh,
you have
he opened
Rob?
The thing.
Yeah, I
did. Wanted to keep you all updated because I know everyone is dying to get Buzz's voice on your Garmin. we've altered the technology and it's sounding better. Here's the newest update from Mike O'Mara's Show Labs.
Join and follow this route. What could possibly go wrong?
Actual navigation.
Let me think of another way. In 1/2 mile, make a U-turn if you can do it without killing anyone.
That's awesome.
2.5 miles, turn left. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go.
Oh.
900 feet, board the ferry. In 600 feet, turn right. In 1/4 mile, enter roundabout. Take second exit. In 1 mile, turn
left. Is this still Tab doing this?
Yeah, and the thing that really blows my mind is somehow Tab found a way to go somewhere in Kentucky that uses a ferry.
It's a ferry.
I don't know.
Man, how cool is that?
It's fun.
You
That's
have
really
to love
fun.
That.
I do.
That is super fun. Buzz is the right man for that job.
Absolutely. Now, right. Prince Von Anhalt, Mike.
Oh, I didn't know he was in the news.
Back yes, Mr. News. Well, you know, he's run out of things now that Zsa's nearly dead.
Right.
He's figured out a way to get back on the news, and Joy Behar is all over him like white on rice.
Right.
This is a lengthy tape, but it has a nice build, and I know you love his voice, so I want you to stay with it as long as you can. One thing I do want to call your attention to, you know the IFB, where you hear the people talking?
That's right, like it's the earpiece.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like on a satellite thing.
Right.
Note how loud his is.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Joy Behar.
Prince Frederick von Anhalt claims that he and his 94-year-old wife, Zsa Gabor, try and have a baby. Yeah, using a surrogate mother, okay? The prince joins us now. Welcome, Prince Frederick. How are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm okay. And how is Zsa? Is she talking?
She's not talking. She's at home. She's in bed. She's hanging in, but she's not talking.
She's not.
So, no, she's not talking. Unfortunately not.
So why do this? And why now? You've been married for 25 years to Zsa. What made you decide to suddenly have a baby now?
Well, I'm doing it, and I'm going to go ahead. We're going to have a baby. Look, 25 years ago when we got married, my wife told me often.
25 years ago when we got married.
What accent? What non-existent Disney fairyland accent is that?
It's the same as, like, the Arnold. It's that region
Austrian.
Of the world. Yeah. 25 years ago when we got married.
Married.
I would love to. We both played polo, and she always wanted a little polo player. You know, she loved those kids playing polo. So she said, right. I want to have a baby.
She wanted a little boy. Polo. So you make the O's really round. You go, she bothered a little polo player. And loved, L-O-V-D, is L-A-F-F-E-D. She laughed to have. She right. laughed to have.
It's a little General Burkhalter,
oh,
too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Clink, I have to be in Brussels in the morning.
I want to have a boy with you. Let's have a baby together. And I was in Hollywood. I lived in the fast lane. She lived in the fast lane. We talked about it. God. We forgot about it. We forgot
fast
again.
Lane.
So finally, 6 months ago, when she had her leg amputated, we talked. A little bit and we had a discussion, and all of a sudden we talked about old times, and you said, remember, we always wanted to have a baby, but now it's too late. I said to her, well, maybe it's not too late, you know, let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks later, I went to Beverly Hills, I went to the clinic, I asked the doctor, I said, look, this is what I want to do. Am I too old? Can I do it? He says, you're not too old. You still can do it.
Oh, dear.
So I did whatever I had to do. I gave blood, I gave sperm, everything is okay, and we are going to go ahead.
Next to really.
Everything is a little far from okay. Okay.
So what we have to do is have to do the polo player, play with Zsa's leg, and we have the good time, and I gave the sperm and the blood.
What's sad is they gave sperm and blood only one sample, though.
And I'm in laugh. I'm in laugh.
Now, he's going to get worked up in a second.
Okay. Oh, good.
And I don't give a damn what people think. People attack me, of course.
Sing.
I said, you are too old, your wife is too old. Mm-hmm. Look, you go a little bit back to history. My family, they all used to be over 90 years old. Maybe I have an another 20 years to live. But, you know, when children, when you live with a child, let's say 15 years or 12 years, that's enough. Because after that time, children, you know, you can't raise them anymore. They know everything already, you know. This is a different age, you know.
They all know already, you know.
You can't teach them anymore.
Well, you know, but you're 67, she's 94. I mean, it's logical for people to think, how is that child going to be, you know, raised? I mean, the lifespan is only so much. I mean, there's somebody just died the other day. It was 114. That's one in a gazillion people, you know? So,
hey, stop it for a second.
Let's be realistic.
Where did she get the gig? I mean, really, she's a fine little, you know, trollop to bring onto the view.
That's giving her all the best of it.
Honest to God, but really, to give her a news magazine show?
Do you really think that I could, whenever... Oh, Mike.
Honest to God. No, but how about that with a gazillion? Well, that's all she's got.
There's a bunch of yenta sitting at home watching her.
Oh,
just
my God.
Whenever I see her doing her news show, when I see Bayard's news show, I get the feeling someone left a studio unlocked. And she just went in and started doing her show.
Totally agree.
But let's just say another thing. Some people say that this is revenge, a surrogacy against Zsa Zsa's only child, Francesca Hilton, that you don't want her to get Zsa Zsa's money. How do you respond to that?
Oh, no. Totally wrong. This is sick singing. This is totally wrong. I'll tell you why.
Sick.
This is something between me and my wife.
Sinking.
It has nothing to do with daughter. Furthermore, my wife decided in 2005 who gets what, who has power of attorney. Everything was decided in 2005.
This is sick sinking for 2005.
Do you have to be in Brussels?
In the morning.
My wife cannot sign anymore. Nothing. She doesn't do anything. She can't talk. She can't sign. Anything. Everything is done years ago.
Yes.
So whatever I do now has nothing to do with her last will or, you know, who gets the money or whatever. This is sick singing.
Okay.
My wife is alive.
All right.
My wife is alive.
Prince Frederick, even so, you say she can't talk, she's not really with it anymore, she's 94. No. That means that you at 67, you will be 87 years old when the child is 20 years old. Is that fair to a child? Yeah.
Well, I think it's fair, you know, because when the child is 20 years and I'm still alive, believe me, they don't listen anyhow. Even if I'm 50, they don't listen when they're 15 years old. So it's nobody's business what I'm doing. It's nobody's business if I go to a sperm bank. It's nobody's business if I deliver sperm, and it's nobody's business how I got off in the sperm bank. So it's nobody's business.
Stop.
It's
listen.
Me. My wife isn't involved. It's my life.
I agree with you.
Listen,
I agree with you. It's nobody's business but yours. And I'm really happy that you came to tell me all this. Do you have a name for the baby?
Yeah, if it is a boy, it's Frederick Jr. If it's a girl, it's Zsa Zsa Jr.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Mike, I got to play you one more.
All right, one
or
more.
Or I wouldn't be doing my job.
No problem.
There is a new episode coming up. It's a show called Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And their panelist this week.
I think
week,
it's been out for a while.
Yeah, but the new episode this week. Their subject is, he's a very brave man. His name, Mike, is Bret Michaels. And he actually saw his grandmother.
Oh, no.
Now, the amazing
thing
is...
How is he doing, Rob,
well,
by the way?
Well, you remember a couple years ago at the Tony Awards, he was hit by a piece of scenery in the head, and it caused a hemorrhage in his brain.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
He's doing much better, and you can see
and
him...
And he's on the Celebrity Ghost
this
Stories?
This week, you can see him on Celebrity
Still
Ghost
improving.
Stories.
But he's doing fine.
Let's hear the tape.
Okay.
I just bought a house in Malibu. And I'm looking out over this balcony.
God.
At this time, you know, my girlfriend living with me. And it was one of those.
Well, he goes on and on. Okay, he saw his grandmother.
What's great about that is you can't tell it's been altered in any way.
Not any way. No, very good. All right,
make
good
sure you watch that show.
Yeah. Man, that was some good Prince Von Anhalt, too.
Yeah, it was.
Zsa Zsa Jr.
Yeah, $30,000. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Buzz the News right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Prince Von Anhalt equals funny.
Always. Yes. I love his voice.
Just tell me
I love it that he's either wearing like a really flamboyant shirt
right.
or something that looks like an MMA fighter should be wearing.
I think for the Behar show, he was wearing a tracksuit.
There we go. All right, time for news and Six Buzz Burbank. Let's get Buzz in here and find out the news of the day. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And we're brought to you again today by our very own Amazon page. Bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping, including every book for Kindle. When you think of Amazon, think MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Still one of the best ways to support the show. Shop Amazon through us.
I agree.
Not only...
That is good thinking.
Jawohl.
Not only do a number of our nuclear facilities remain surrounded by natural disasters today, but people are now being evacuated near one of them. The people of Los Alamos, New Mexico, have been told to leave town as a wildfire burns out of control nearby at the edge of a top-secret nuclear lab for the military. The fire is still a few miles away from the main buildings of the Los Alamos lab, and the hazardous materials there are in underground vaults sealed in concrete and steel. That is the official story, but a citizens group says the fire is just 3 miles away from a dump containing tens of thousands of barrels of radioactive waste. Mm-hmm. Officials won't comment on that, and the website for the citizens group got hacked at about the time the group exposed and expressed its concerns publicly. The nearby fire has already consumed about 50,000 acres, destroying nearly 3 dozen homes.
Man, that nuclear stuff just right. makes me feel well, all crazy.
Scary. It's wild nervous. Because there are hundreds, a little over 100 nuclear power plants, in the United States, mm-hmm. and three of them right now, this is unprecedented, mm-hmm. are just they're either being attacked by water or attacked by fire.
They seemed mm-hmm. threatened. Yeah,
it's very scary.
Is the nuclear plant on Mathis Avenue? Is that one safe?
No, it's safe because it's surrounded by drugstores.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that it sits right in the middle of Manassas's historic
drugstore district. Yeah. The thing is, you can't have any nuclear accidents in a historic drugstore district. It's a state law.
It's not allowed.
Right.
And they're well stocked with iodine.
Mm-hmm.
2 feet of floodwater continues to lap against a nuclear power plant in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska, after the collapse of an inflatable berm that was supposed to keep the water away.
Yeah, they're going to stop it with a bounce castle.
It's lapping. There it is, lapping against the plant. And here again, officials say the plant just 19 miles outside
Settle down, ladies.
Just outside of Omaha remains protected, they say. Mm-hmm. They say the chances of flood water getting into the building that houses the reactor core are, and I quote, almost zero.
Oh.
Almost zero.
Almost zero.
Is that reassuring?
I just hate the fact that we have something that powers our kitchens and our bathrooms that can kill us all. It's just weird.
I like the fact that they're fighting all the flooding with all the stuff from Pump It Up.
Do you guys think about that water that poured into after the tsunami, that poured into the ocean?
Yeah.
And they
yeah.
said, it's got a active life of what it's going to be okay. Yeah. A half-life. Sure. God, give me a break.
You know what that is? That's bad water.
Yeah, it's like a gazillion.
It's bad water, Prince.
Get out of here.
Quoting a local lawmaker in Nebraska, it's pretty jarring to see a boat tied up against a nuclear power plant.
You're going
to
be like a gazillion years old when the kid's 20.
That's an actual statistic.
Mm-hmm.
Another plant further downstream along the Souris River is also keeping an eye on the floodwaters. It was flooding, as you pointed out, from a tsunami that knocked out the Fukushima plant back in March.
Mm-hmm.
The police department in Rochester, New York, is looking pretty stupid today. After overreacting to a citizen exercising her rights, police had stopped a parole violator on a traffic charge in front of the home of Emily Good, but they abandoned that suspect and arrested her instead when she started shooting video of the arrest on her cell phone. She was standing in her yard at the time the officers were in the street. Later, when neighbors held a rally to support Emily, police ticketed any car that was parked more than 12 inches from the curb. The Rochester Police Department, already under scrutiny for racial profiling, says it will now look into the behavior of its officers in these cases.
Sounds like it's been a long time since they've had their little review.
Sounds like a small-town cop shop.
Mm-hmm.
The jury that yesterday convicted former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges says it did so to warn politicians to stay within the law in their political bargaining. Blago had also been charged with offering Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder for campaign dollars.
Does it make me a bad person where I don't want to see him go away for a long time?
Why do I feel the same way?
I don't know why I'm sympathetic to the guy. I have no idea. He's a scumbag. He's a dirtball. But there's just something about him where he's so goofy.
Yeah.
He's so, in your face that I just kind of like the guy.
He might be a good person to run under Bachman for vice president.
Very good.
And President Obama travels to Iowa today to try to counter all the things that have been said about him there lately by Republican presidential hopefuls.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a former ER doc in New York, 61-year-old Clifford Shiner, may have the world's biggest private collection of porn. Cliff says his collection includes modern videos,
nice 13th
century manuscripts, and every edition of Playboy magazine ever published.
Oh, man, that'd be fun to go through those.
He's been collecting since the 1960s and now has more than 350,000 items, including books, films, and photos. Shiner says he has spent about $1 million on his collection so far.
That's great.
Not an illegal amount. Just enough to get him by. Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you know that would be the best episode of American Pickers ever? Oh, wow. An X-rated version of American Pickers when you see that big fat guy Frank say, "When I saw 13th century Bush, I knew I had to have it."
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? The DR Stump Grinders are affordable. There it is. There's one right now. Perfectly sized for you to make stump removal fast and easy.
I'm destroying all this 15th century porn.
Even in tight spots. See it in action with their free DVD available at drstumpgrinder.com or just click the DR ad on our website. For everybody, this is Mike saying bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.